Once again, we say thank you, Lord, for another moment of empowerment, of discovery, of processing for progress. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you for what we have found. Thank you for the prayer we have prayed. Thank you for the answer that has come. Take all the glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Holy Spirit, we ask once again, you will touch everyone. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Excellence for promotion and prosperity. 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 Excuses we make today pleasurable and make tomorrow difficult. But discipline we make today difficult and make tomorrow wonderful. It takes discipline to bring out the excellent spirit that is in you. Proverbs chapter 17:27. He that hath knowledge speareth his way, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. He that hath knowledge speareth his ways, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. We look at example as example of Daniel today and see how God promoted him. Even though we know that promotion comes not from the east, from the west, but it's from the Lord. God promotes, is the one who promotes, but we determine. We determine whether promotion will come or not. The passage we read says, he that hath knowledge speareth his ways, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Please, do you have another translation? A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even tempered. Do you have another one? The one who knows much says little. An understanding person remains calm. The intelligent person restrains his words, and one who keeps a cool air is a man of understanding. Let us stop it. He that hath knowledge speareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. We read a sample of some people in the Bible that they were exceptional. But the question is this, God created every one of us to be exceptional. But we determine what becomes our outcome. It's a very serious issue. Even in a difficult situation, a man who has an excellent spirit will skate through. Yes. Now, let's go to Daniel chapter 6. We'll read verse 1 down to 3, then we'll continue. I pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the best of God that is in you will come out. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was found in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. See, we need to talk to ourselves. That's all. He said, to perform excellently, you need to work on yourself than you do on your job. Because it is you that does the job. People complain today, things is not moving, things are not moving. Excuse me, who will make things to move? Are you not the one? Yeah, the one. This Daniel, the first question, you know, that this very Daniel was a captive in that land. He is not a citizen. He's not an indigene as they normally say. But he had what the indigenes and the citizens does not have. See, because an excellent spirit was found in him. And I say, excellence for promotion and prosperity. I've learned to be a man of one focus. There is no how you will master three professions at the same time. You can only master one. This party was so funny to the point that this guy was a slave. Yes, he could offer solution that the citizen could not offer. Let me tell you the truth. Nobody is ready to partner with a foolish person. There is no single person that is ready to partner with a foolish person. Say, let us go. Say, where are we going? Say, I don't know. And you want people to follow you? No way. They will not. They will not. Now, but for you to begin to perform excellently, you have a role to play. You know, people live a very fake life today. Very, very fake life. I mean, very, very big life. So we get to a house, very powerful house. It's not their parent house. They will go and snap picture and post it. You know, the time you were spending in doing those rubbish, if you sit down to perfect your gifting, it will soon come out. Where you are going to snap to send to the whole world, let them see. You know you are a fake person. A time will come you'll be able to build such a house. You see some people just go and look and stay by the a very powerful car and snap it as if it's their own. Excuse me, who are you deceiving? People live fake, very fake life today. Do you understand my point? Is it not what is happening? I don't know where we went once at that time. So snap with me and snap and send. It's my friend. Excuse me. If I go today and go and snap a picture with Benny. Did that meet Benny, my friend? Did that not know that it's mouth? You know, people just live fake lives because they lack eternal spirit. A man, a woman who is of an eternal spirit will accept the position he is today, but will be looking at where he's going. You accept where you are, but you are focused at where you are going. A man who is of an eternal spirit will be ready to start with little things. It pains me today the way people don't do things anyhow. Everybody is looking for recognition. Do you pay the price? This is the trouble. You see many ladies today, they say, I want to get married. And the question is, are they prepared? Do they prepare enough to be a mother of children? Do they prepare enough to manage a home? As he rightly said, some of the prayer we are praying today is a fake prayer. Yes. Lord, lead me to take me to the palace as you say Joseph to palace. Do you prepare the way Joseph prepared? Why we need to look at all these examples and say, all these things we are reaching for our example, so that we can learn from them. This is Daniel that separated himself with his three other friends. When others were partying, doing partying and eating nonsense, he said, no. Just give us only vegetable. Can you see where he started? He was so disciplined enough, he began to prepare himself for the future. A man with an excellent spirit will prepare today for his tomorrow. What makes us to lack performance today, quality performance today, is because we lack quality preparation yesterday. It's not negotiable. Don't let anybody deceive you. Start. See, I tell you the truth. I'm just starting. Yes. We are just starting. Let me use that word. We are just starting. We have not arrived anywhere at all. This is the era of technology now. Everything, any small thing, even if you drink are in your room, post it. The time you are using to post all these things, you know that what you are even posting, you are not qualified. Can't you invest time to build yourself up so that you can be qualified tomorrow? Eh? Anyway, I'm dealing with this. It's a serious matter. Some say, look, I need like 50 million. Can you manage the 50 million? You know, God is not a waster. He gives you based on your capacity, what you can manage per time. You know, it's so serious. Very, very serious issue. Any little time you have, what do you use your time for? Because SLS is not a, it's not a gift. No. You walk towards it. The gift is there as a raw material. You are the one to process it to a final product. It is your job. Nobody will do that for us. A certain man of God went to a particular church in a very big congregation and he started preaching. He now, he faced somebody, he said, this is what happened. That person said, no. This person said, this one happened. Can't you maintain your calling? Of which, if other person will give them that idea, he will say something precise, very accurate. Everybody will know that this is, why we take life is everywhere. It's serious. I pray from today you no longer live a fake life. No, it's so serious. We need to. Promotion comes. Is that so? Before God could promote Daniel, did he do any work? I'm asking you a question. Let me read his story. Let's go to chapter 1. That is chapter 1 of Daniel. where he persuaded that, please give me only vegetable. I don't want to eat all these junks that will make my hair not to be correct. Let's read verse 8 now. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not define himself with the portion of the king's meal, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defy himself. Verse 9. Now God has brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed you meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of yourself? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then Daniel said to Meshach, whom the prince of the eunuchs has set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us vegetable to eat and water to drink. When others were drinking assorted wine, when others were entering into the class that they don't belong to. Do you understand that now? These brothers said, we know we have not arrived at this level. There's no point for us going there. Give us what we know that is of us for now, so that we can reason well. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee. And the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, thee with thy servant. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Meshach took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them vegetable. As for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. Are you seeing? Do they pay price? They did discipline of fasting. They were not eating like others were eating. They knew why they were in Babylon. Many of us today, I'm sorry, many people today, they don't even know why they are existing. Just to wake up and all of this. No, that's not the reason why you are existing. And Daniel, I'm not done with 17, please. Thank you. Who was 17 again? And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. All visions and dreams. Why? He positioned himself. May God help you to position yourself to where God will empower you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, at the end of the 10 days that the king has said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, 2 days before the king. Let me tell you, the day that opportunity will come to you, may you never be rejected. Opportunity came to them that day. Yes. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all Israel. Ejo, if you bring 3 mechanics, to repair your car for you? Who would you like to continue giving your car to if you ask? Is he not the one that repaired it very well? You say, things is not working where the way it's supposed to work with. Do you walk away on yourself? That's the question. Christians should be in control of everything here on earth. They will value self-improvement. But before we value self-improvement, government didn't do this, this one didn't do this, this one didn't do this, I laugh. Government? Is it government that helped this boy? I mean, is it government? They determined and decided to go for what they did. No, what they are aiming at. Many of us, we have big vision today, we never go for it. Yes, that is, it's so serious. Sickness everywhere. You see things around as if God has lost his power. No. The power of God is still as fresh as it was before. Jesus is still healing today. True? No. See, some doctor will come. No. We perform operation. You will weep. You know the funny thing? They will never tell you they don't know how to do it. Play with people's life. No single mechanic will say he doesn't know how to repair motor. He will spoil it. So I don't look at all this. Do you think that you spoil my car today, you expect me to bring it back tomorrow? Or do you expect me to introduce another person to bring his car to your place? No, I won't do that. That's why we are losing opportunity every day. Every day. To say things is not working. Who tell you? Things are working. If you work on yourself, things will work for you. If you work on yourself, things will work for you. If you will work on yourself, I bet with you, things will work for you. Hallelujah. You know, without this program, hour of process for progress. No progress will happen without process. And that process must be deliberate. You are a student. You are not leading your class. If they are looking for whom to give scholarship to, are they going to give to Novalas? Who are they going to give the scholarship to? Imagine, in a class of 20 persons, students, they taught them the same thing, the same subject, the same teacher. One will score 90, one will score 25. And the next will say, is the devil. The devil blocked my head from understanding. Excuse me, forget it. There's no devil blocking you. You are the devil blocking your own head. When that person in the night, when he was burning candle, reading, he go over what they taught them 10 times. You go over what they taught you once. Who will get your understanding better? You see, I've seen, in this generation, doesn't like discipline. They don't. No, just live my life for me. I will not live your life for you. As far as you are here, the word of God will change your life. So we watch Nigeria movie for how many that doesn't have anything to do with your life. You forget the reason why you are a city. Those who are acting Nigeria movie, they were into their own discipline and profession. And they are making money from you. You subscribe with your money and you are watching them. And you are not even improving on yourself. How you are going to affect your generation positively? No, you are not to be so, please. You are not. I know some of the moment he, do you know during the time of famine in the day of Elisha? Elisha was enjoying himself. Why? He has something to offer. If you have something to offer to solve problems, I bear with you, the trouble that affect the world will not affect you. This is the truth. This young man has something to offer. Okay, let's go to chapter. I will soon end up now. This is so that you could listen. I want to make my message to very, very short now. I don't want to be long in something so that you bombard your head too much to the point that you nearly confused. No. The little you have, go and listen. This same Daniel, that was it. Something happened in chapter 5. When another king took over, the king Hannah from him. No solution. The queen Google said, look, in the days of your father, there was a man. He solved problem for your father. I believe when this man is called, he will solve problem for you. Excuse me. If they are saying there is a problem somewhere now, would they mention your name that you can party? That you can do something to solve it? If the old world gather today, what would they know you with? What would they say they know you with? What would they identify your life with? This is the essence of existence. They must identify your life. In the day of Elisha, they say, look, Joshua, is that not any prophet that we can inquire of? He said, there is one. Elisha. The servant of Elijah, who normally pour water in his hand. And he said, they conclude, say, the word of the Lord is with him. And they went there and they got solution. Whenever people are looking for trouble, solution to their problem, may then locate you. And you will have something to offer to set them free. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Sometimes somebody comments, sometimes people, I didn't even know, they say, in listening to one of our messages in this meeting like this, he got offended that I'm too harsh in talking like that. I didn't pamper them. To pamper you. To tell you the truth. So people should be pampering you to failures. No, I don't do that. No. The truth is only the truth set men free. Pampering does not set people free. Only the truth. Rightly divided and rightly spoken will set men free. I just hear Allah. A child of 10 years, he should be using spoon to feed you with pap. Are you an empathite? Not at all. See, it is high time to wake up. As a student, don't depend on your certificate. But thinking of what you can use, you can offer to solve problems. Eh? If I say, okay, if they gather graduates in Nigeria today who are yet to be employed, they are numberless. They are what? And besides, how much is the salary? The waiting right. I was in a certain day last week. A graduate in that day, when the employer has a teacher, they pay you 33,000. Whether you are indigent or not indigent. 33,000. It's a good money anyway. Very well. Yet, the government of that state still win them. Affecting life positively. It takes an excellent spirit to do that. It takes an excellent spirit to think beyond where you are. It takes an excellent spirit to see far from where you are. You need to challenge. Don't challenge anybody. Challenge yourself. Something will come up. Yes, something must come up. Do you understand what I'm saying? People, if you see everyone today, they need help. Which air are you able to offer, to render? That is the key to what we are saying. How about when I finish my school, this and that, confess positively, when you finish your school, you get a job. That's not the problem. I'm not against that. The party that your father built, that's where you can graduate and just enter at your own. Is that true? If I'm to ask government workers today, did government win them some salary? Are they doing that job now with joy? Eh? do you see the issue? You are here for a special assignment, and your aim and objective every day, this assignment must be fulfilled. I must fulfill it. Come what may, this must be your goal every day. Now, chapter 5. Let's read from verse 9, please. I'm so random now, 30 minutes, we are going. Hallelujah. Let's read from 8, please. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read. So, I think we will read from verse 1. Let's start from verse 1. It's a long reading. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar has taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines might drink thereof. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver and of brass, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and shew me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Is there any opportunity that is bigger than this? But when preparation is not made, opportunity will come and pass. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Okay. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. One man. Did he got this one in school? For as much as an excellent spirit, and knowledge, and understanding, interpreting of dreams, and shield of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubt, were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will shield thee interpretation. If he has not done it before, would they recommend it? Some of you, you even have something to offer, you cage it. Yes, ma'am. The great danger that is in life is that when God has imparted you with enough and you never discharge them, you will constitute nuisance. Yes. That's the moment Jesus raised the disciples, say, go and raise others. But today, we keep loading. We never offload anything. How will it not disturb us? How will we enter into envy? When others are discharging what God has given them, and is benefiting people, is blessing other people, and is getting some reward, you will envy that person. That's the truth. Hello. Opportunities everywhere. Heaven. Then was Daniel brought in before the king. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, had thou that Daniel, which out of the children of the, can you see the adjective, of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry. He said, yes, I'm the one. That's my problem. I have even heard of thee, that the Spirit of God is in thee, and that life and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. You serious? Some of you now, what actually cage you is that my mate has gone ahead of me. Is that your ministry? My mate has gone. My maid has they have married and got children. My maid has done this. My maid has done that. Okay, that's your ministry. Ministry of seeing what your maid are doing. Sorry. Remember, I said they that compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not shield the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee, that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet, and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Look at the man that has something to him. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gift be to thyself. Gift is not the reason why I'm doing what I am doing. I am wired, I am loaded to do it. Don't bribe me with your gift. And give thy reward to another. Yes, I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. Hey, nobody wants to say, they are pushing me aside. You don't have something to offer. Tell yourself the truth. There is no one on earth that has something to offer any company you belong to. If I offer something intelligently, honestly, no company will allow you to go. If you want to go, they say, please don't go. But you say you want to go, they say, okay, bye-bye. Even they are tired of you already. Say you again, say, okay. So you are going, say, when are you going? Ah, no. May your life never be like that. Anywhere you go, you must make impact. In the name of the Lord Jesus. O thou King, the Most High God, give Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages tremble and fear before him. Whom he will, he slew, and whom he will, he kept alive, and whom he will, he set up, and whom he will, he put down. What a great power. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that is appointed over, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. 22. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thy heart, though thou knewest all this. If the man have nothing to offer, will he confront a kingland? Will he talk to a kingland? But hast lifted up thyself against the law of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified? Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written: Mene, Mene, Tekel, Ephrathah. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar the king of the Chaldeans slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. You see, did this guy prepare? If you get to chapter 9, you say, I, Daniel, understood by book. When other will be sleeping, they will be crashing. I want to know this. I want to know this. When other are going to party, you say, let me use this time to do something. When others are quarreling, say, I don't belong to that group. Look at it. We are reading it. Friends, before I round up tonight, when you are still alive, why you are still alive, and when you will be no more, what will people read about you? God will do it. God will not do what he assigned you to do. Yes. If I saw you will do it through your life, you must give him space. I, Daniel, understood by books. It means this man is a Sasha. Was he there when the writing came out? Do they tell me the writing? He knew the writing and the interpretation because he's a man that always communed with God. He preferred to commune with God than to commune with men. When you see a person or a woman that talk, sentence that woman to 4 days fasting and prayer without food. The second night, he won't be able to talk. One of the things that fasting does for you is that it stops you from talk. Let's see somebody who say talk at you. Sentence him to 7 days dry fasting. When there is no food in him, will he talk? You won't wake his vision up and say, he will talk. Everything that God said in his word have impact in our lives. He will do it in order. Daniel, another thing about Daniel is a faster. It's a fasting machine. He keep praying for 21 days until you get the result. When you pray and fast very well, you will experience God's favor. That's one of the things that fasting does. When Esther embarks in 3 days fasting and prayer, he finds favor with you, with the king. Don't just do fasting without any reason and you don't know what you are going to gain. Are you seeing it? Yeah? In the night, while everybody is sleeping and snoring, you keep talking to God. When the whole environment is conducive, you begin to reason. It will not be long. People will hear news about you. But wishing without walking, that dream no go come to pass. So you don't wish what God said you will be. You walk it out. You walk it out. If you set aside 2 hours daily for 30 days to read a particular subject, you will have invested 60 hours. If I focus on that one subject for 4 months, you will have 240 hours. If putting on a particular thing, it won't be long, you become an expert. There is nothing on earth that is hidden that we can touch. Kings. God made us kings and priests. Kings search matters. We search matters. It's a searcher. You are reading your Bible, you didn't ask God question. Why is this thing like this? You will not be a failure. You need to wake up. And if you want other people to improve, don't bother them about their improvement. Improve, keep improving yourself. They will follow. Yes, no. You know one thing I've learned? You can force people to study. You can never force them to understand. Some people carry the book as if they are reading. You see, when I open it and look at the face, you think I'm reading it. Maybe you will leave me alone. And you always offer it. See, don't let us deceive ourselves. Let's be focused on the assignment that God has given unto us. Promotion and prosperity will meet you there. God is that. If others are not serious with their life, you will be serious with your life. If they are not bothered about God's purpose for their life, be bothered about God's purpose for their life. Everyone you see shining today paid price yesterday. That is the truth. You keep at it. You keep at it. Don't say, oh, I'm tired. Keep at it. See, children, hear this. The year it takes your parents to get to the throne, it will not take you such years. They didn't say amen. See, if your parents have the opportunity that you have now, they will get to the top on time. Yes. When you are schooling, they use car to take you to school. Do you have any lunch money? Lunch.
What do you call it?
Lunch box, you have it? They carry you to school every day and drop you. And when you close it, they drop you back. And when you reach out, food is ready. Is that so? Eh? So tell us the truth. But then, you see how you do? You attended private school? But if someone did not go to private school, his parents never go and drop in his school with Beku, and it's affecting life today, what would be the excuse of this one? Do they have excuse?
No.
They don't have excuse. I challenge them every day. If any of my children go to school and became second position, he betrayed the trust. You don't have a godly parent? They conduct devotion with you every day? They share the word of God with you? Wow. See, let me tell you the truth though. They have given you the best of life. Some students are, the moment they come back from school, they carry pure water to go and pray. Is that true? I help my mom to say my money in the morning before I go to school. I will quickly go and say, drop you, I'm like, my mom was like, okay, no, dress, wear your uniform and go and say, and so when you come there, don't fall up, just be running to school. But today, it has changed. Good and fine. This is everything. Knowledge is very, is available everywhere now. You see some children be watching cartoon? Is that your destiny? Now that some of them will just have a very terrible dream in the night. They will shout, very horrible shout from sleep. It's not demon. It's the demon they attract from the television. You see a child watching a movie that you carry gun, shoot this. Why wouldn't he dream a terrible dream in the night? They don't dare again in my house. Watch it with TV. The TV is just there as you go ahead. No watching of anything. Read your book and read other material. That's why you are here. If you leave my house, you can go and watch anything somewhere when you leave. But what God has sent me to inculcate to your life, by the time you reach 15 years, it will be difficult for you to depart from it. Sometimes we thought we are helping our children. We are not helping them. Allow them to watch that cartoon for 6 hours. Excuse me. If you cannot cage your children now, they will cage you tomorrow. I love Bishop Adoye. Say, look. Leave them and say, this is an advance, or let them dress anyhow. What? Dress what? No, dress, you must dress well. When you have to encourage them when they are young to dress anyhow, when they now became wise tomorrow, you are now looking for a deliverer minister to deliver them. Who possessed them? Are you not the one that led them to that possession? Some of us now, we are afraid of our children. We are afraid of talking to them. Which advance? What do they know? See, don't let us go and change Nigeria. Let's change our home first. Let's begin at home. You wake up in devotion, you don't talk, you will talk home. Wake up and go and wash your face and sit down here. I know Abraham, he will command his children. He didn't say he will persuade them. I don't persuade you. Sit down here and do what I want now. I'm in charge. Is that not what God said? You wake up for devotion, your children are sleeping. Say they are too small. Even if it is 2 years, carry him or her. Come and drop it there. As I think something will be entering that child. That's how to begin. Many people today that they are changing their world positively to the influencing the world today. They began when they were small. Now that their brain is very fresh, don't let corruption corrupt their brain now. Let correction be inculcated into them. I'm telling you this, it will help your life. He said, but this is the era of it. This can let them wash anything they want to wash. It's okay. No problem. But as for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord.
Yes. Yes. You know some children in boarding school? They will jump fence in the night. Do you hear that? If they are properly trained at home, would they join those two? Those who are Boko Haram today and killing people today, are they not children in one house before? Some years ago they were children. But when their parents lose control over them, what happened? They join anything. May your children never become vagabond. They must fulfill God's purpose. They must fulfill God's plan for their life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Play your role well. Play your role well. Let the world copy from your children godliness. Don't let your children go and copy worldliness and bring it to the house. See, this is the modern day now. This is the era of wearing jumpers. Trust an old rich girl, an old rich talk. See, this is the modernization. Who tell you? Who started it? Somebody started it. When you talk too much now, they say, you are in a host school. You are troubling me. I say, in my house, I'm not only troubling you, I will command you to do what is right until what is right become your lifestyle. Do you hear what I say? Are these children privileged today? Sorry, sir. When do you learn how to press answers? When do you learn it? If someone grab yourself now, there are something you don't know that this boy will bring out. Opportunity everywhere. Eh? They must become changeable. Because for us to go and change the world, we must begin from home. Where we cannot reach, we will not be able to reach in life. Our children will reach there. That's our prayer for them. That's why we are giving them this discipline. We don't hate them. We are giving them discipline, 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 discipline. There is no excellency that will come without discipline. If those poor children have not learned something from Jerusalem, don't partake in all this nonsense. Would they be able to gather themselves and say, look, we will not partake in this thing something. They have been taught. They have been taught at all. They have been taught at all. But they say, no, Abba. Let's leave this old school. Let's leave this old school and let the students be free. No problem. God forbid. If your student didn't do well because of your mistake, you will receive the blame. Yes. No, that's the truth. That's why somebody comes and say, sir, I need the food of the womb. I want to say, why do you need it? If you don't know that God wants you to raise a godly children for him, there's no point for you asking God to give you a child. Some will say, because all my maid has born finished, that's why I need children. You don't even know what you are doing. You don't know what you are doing. Stand to your feet. Listen to me, children. I think one of these days we organize children from 10 years to now. I'm happy not time with them here. It's serious. You see, Kaduna, Sanda Kaduna, one boy, one girl. He solved mathematics. How many questions? In less than this thing now. And I've gotten a scholarship. 13 years, yeah, 13 years ago. 13 scholarship. I'm talking about recent something. 13 years. If it's a television washer, will he be able to solve it? If we ask now, see that the parents, maybe the parents they are teachers. The state government has bastardized their life, but God is rewarding them today. In the name of Jesus. Grace to bring an excellent spirit that is in you. It's release upon you. Grace to go for excellence. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Grace never to waste your time. Grace never to spend your time unnecessarily. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Grace to invest your time accurately. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The time is coming when situation arise, they will send for you.
Amen.
They will say, we know this woman, we know this man, that will be able to solve this problem. And it shall be so.
Amen.
We have read the account of Daniel, and he said, greater than Daniel is in you. Christ himself is the one that endures you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, the problem that God designed your life to solve, you will solve it.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following number for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.